It's time to talk about those Pac-12 leading Ducks, now sixth in the AP poll, off a big road sweep at the Mountain Schools, one of five programs who've already won 20 games, back home for a couple of doozies this weekend against the Northern California schools. Welcome in Kelly Graves. Coach, always appreciate the time. How are things?
Steve, they're doing great, buddy. If you hear me panting, I'm out for a walk. I'm almost home, so...
Turn the volume down a little bit.
All right. Well, you hang in there and promise you won't run. All right.
Yeah. Somebody out there is running for me. It's a brisk walk for me is like a workout. Not for most people, but for me it is. Like, gotta get in shape, buddy.
I know. I try. Hey, I'm getting older. Can't fight Father Time, but you could try. What growing up, I was mostly a pro sports fan, but I learned when I moved here about the difficulty of conference play. You go on the road, even more so when you have success. So regardless of the opponent in a cutthroat league like this, safe to say you've just got to be satisfied when you get a sweep on the road.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, no doubt. And especially this trip. You know, that mountain trip is not easy because the first thing you deal with is the altitude. And it does make a difference. You know, you can try and mask it best you can and not pay attention to it, but it affects you. You got a little bit of a time change, not that that's that big a deal, but you have the opportunity or the chance for inclement weather, you know, delays in your travel. And then you play a game, you got to get up, get out of the hotel, and take another flight to the next place. So it's not like staying in Eugene and driving up to Corvallis or vice versa. You know, so it poses a challenge. And our kids, man, we played well this weekend. It was a great weekend all the way around.
Yeah, you know, yesterday's game, which you look at the final, 84-68, it seems comfy. But, you know, with about 5.5 minutes to go, they got it down to 11, had the ball. And that Utah team, 5-4 in the Pac-12 heading in, they're really well coached. Even though you won by 16, they sure didn't make it easy on you.
Oh, no, they didn't. I told the team after, it was like a roller coaster ride, Steve. We got off to that great start. We were up like 18-2 or something. Then took that big fall, and they cut it close, and then we kind of built it up to double figures before halftime. And then the second half is like that part of the roller coaster where it's just little bumps there at the end, little teeny up and downs. You know, they couldn't get really very close, but we couldn't put them away all the way. So, but it was a heck of a, I think, a great win right from the tip. Like you said, they're a good team. And they were playing for something. They need a quality win to enhance their NCAA resume because I think they're an NCAA tournament team. And so we were ready for a street fight, and it was.
Talking Duck Hoops with Kelly Graves. I know we've talked about this before, but now as we're getting into February, home stretch of the conference play, the analyst for the Utah game was talking about your team and said you have an edge fitness-wise. You saw Sabrina play all 40 minutes. She seemed fresh. You know, injuries are going to happen. But overall, how pleased are you with your team and those responsible for keeping them in shape?
Oh, well, I'm really, really pleased. I think Adam Lyons, you know, is our strength and conditioning coach, and Tori Note, our trainer, they do an awesome job. And, you know, we try to limit their minutes, too, in practice and things like that. And in fact, the Saturday in between the Friday and Sunday games was basically just a walkthrough. We just shot and did some light stuff. You know, we didn't even tape or anything like that. So, you know, you got to manage it. You don't want them to lose their legs in practice. And then, you know, some people get on me at the start of the year when I'd only play Sabrina. You might remember this. On some nights, they'd play 22, 23, sometimes 20 minutes. And I have in my back of my mind that there are going to be games in league where she needs to play 40. So you try to rest those legs as much as you can whenever you can. And, I'm really pleased. I'm real comfortable with four or five of our kids being able to play 38 to 40 minutes on any given night. It's not ideal. Some nights it's necessary.
So I want to get to Maite Cazorla, who she left the Colorado when hurt. And I think a lot of people were under the impression she might not be able to play. She hits all five threes, 21 points, plays 32 minutes, didn't turn it over. So is she the quickest healer ever? And how big was her game yesterday?
Either that or collectively, Duck fans said a heck of a prayer that night. She goes down in the third quarter, and I'm told on the bench that, hey, her right hand's fractured. Our trainer, their trainer, and their doctors basically said the same thing. So there wasn't a lot of jubilation after the victory because we were all thinking of her. And I left the arena that night thinking, she's done. You know, it's a right-hand handbrake, and that doesn't heal very quickly. But they x-rayed her that night. She came back late in the evening, and the initial word was, hey, not broken. But they gave it to the x-ray to a specialist the next morning, and they said no break. And so it was still really sore and swollen a little bit, and so we were still questioning whether she was going to be able to play Sunday. But she goes through warm-ups and says, Coach, I think I'm good to go. I feel it, but I think I'm okay. And then she goes 5 for 5 from the three. No practice, no warm-up, and plays like that. So there goes the theory of needing practice to perform, huh?
No, that was spectacular. You know, that Utah game, their bigs presented a challenge. They play physical. I think at one juncture, both Hebert and McGuire picked up their fourth fouls. They actually won the rebounding battle. So in a game like that, how much of a challenge in those areas? I mean, how do you counter it when they're gaining the upper hand like that?
Well, we have good depth, and we actually use Lydia Giomi. Our 6'6 freshman, she came in, played 6 or 7 important minutes because of the foul trouble and did a great job. You know, those two, Huff and Potter, combined against Oregon State, had 40 points on Friday night. Against us on Sunday, they combined for 10. So I was really pleased, even though we had too many fouls inside, I was really pleased with the overall effort from our interior defense. So that was a heck of an effort by them. And Audie Gavin came in off the bench and played 27 minutes and did a great job at that 4 spot. So it was a really good effort by our inside kids.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, because with Lexi out, obviously opportunities exist. You know, Mallory has stepped into the starting lineup, and so you need bench minutes. And I was going to say, with Audie in there, I mean, you've known her since she was, you know, in your backyard when you were at Gonzaga. She had only been average 13.5, 14 minutes a game. So to double up yesterday, I mean, that's a great contribution.
It is, and I'm really fortunate. We have two players that kind of fill the same role. Annalie Maley, our freshman from Australia, is just the energizer bunny. If you watch her play, I mean, she exhausts everybody that she plays against and everybody who watches her, because nobody can play that hard for that long. And then Audie, and so when one of those is having a really good effort and a good night, you can ride with them a little bit longer. So Maley doesn't play as much against Utah. But there are some games when Audie doesn't play as much because Maley's getting every rebound and is having maybe a good three-point shooting night. So it's a great luxury to have kind of that utility player, as somebody you can go to for extended minutes when you need it.
Couple final thoughts for Coach Graves. Friday night at Matt Knight Arena, you got Cal in, the top 25 team. We know the legend of Sabrina started there last year, and they were a tournament team. Lindsey Gottlieb's done great work in Berkeley. This is the first time you've seen them this year. What do you know about the kinds of challenges this Golden Bear team presents?
Well, they're one of the most athletic and longest teams in the conference, and Christine Enigwe, their center, their 6'4 center, is if the NBA or WNBA draft was, she was eligible this year, she'd go one or two. I mean, she is a big time talent. So you know, if they're having a good shooting night with her inside, you're in for a tough night. So you know, defensively, we're going to have to be really on point, and our interior players going to have to do it again like they did last weekend, and then. So that's going to be a heck of a night. And, Steve, we need the Duck fans out. You know, I know this is Super Bowl weekend, but we need them here. I think, both these opponents can, certainly come in and beat us, and we need that home court advantage.
And finally, to hit on the medical front, you know, Lexi's got that stress fracture. What have the medical people told you, or is it just every day, every week, you just got to check in and hope for the best?
Every week we check in and hope for the best. I leave it to those professionals. But I think she's feeling better. You know, I don't know if that means another week or two or another three or four, but we just hope that we have her when it really counts. She's doing whatever she can to get it better. You know, she follows instructions of those doctors, and she's a great competitor. And we miss her. Quite frankly, we really miss her. We need that perimeter threat.
Well, you have to have Maite's right hand touch her foot and maybe use some healing powers.
Yeah, hey, good idea. We'll do that.
That seemed to have worked over the weekend. But anyway, you're up a game on UCLA and Stanford, as you mentioned. Cardinal on Sunday, noon tip. So, folks, you could actually go to the game and still be at your Super Bowl party in plenty of time. And only four games left at MKA for the regular season. He's the head coach, Kelly Graves. Always appreciate you joining us. And best of luck against the NoCal teams this weekend.
All right, Steve. I appreciate it, buddy. Talk to you next week.
All right, have a good one. Take it easy.